Ashvenim atoy v'chalkeinu manoim goraleinu zoiche to join together again for the Hilula of the Rosh Shivas Yimei Avreizus or Mufla Rabbeinu Shimon Bar Yochai, the Simcha, the Yontiv. First I want to thank the sponsors, the Mishpacha, our wonderful friends, the Baruchs. Baruch Hashem, for even quite a few years, the Mishpacha has been sponsoring the Hilula, the Zeicha Nishmas, Yerachmiel's brother, Binyamin Zev, Ben Shmuel, and Shalamis' father, Rav Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Rav Meir, Zechron Milavracha, then Shama should have Aliyah. We should be Zeichem to Hashem to only Simcha and Nachas and Bracha from the entire Mishpacha and from all of us to hear only Besaris Tavis. I also want to thank our Yedidim, Nochi Esa, Eitan, and Avi for coming to be Mesamechas and the Mechazikas. In the schus of Rabbi Shimon, they should each and every one should see Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha in his own way with a mishpacha and to build mishpachas. Oiskim Torah, Mrs. Ayesol Shalom. Also want to have in mind that we should have in mind in the schus of the tzaddik, Chayla Yisrael, Rishat, what's been taking place in Eretz Yisrael this entire tkufa. Pretty more than 2 years, especially the last few days. There are many of our brothers and sisters who are languishing in hospitals in Eretz Yisrael. We should have in mind that the neschus of the tzaddik, the neschus of Rabbi Shimon, that they should have a full shleima. Also a chaylo who's having an operation right now, Yosef Meir Ben Chaya, the neschus of the Tanda, the Sheva Fuah Shlema, the Sar Sharkar the Yisrael. In the Chlal, in the Piyut that we're going to sing in a little while, is Bayer Chai, Nezarta Begvura. We need Rabbi Shimon to strengthen himself, Begvura, B'Molchemez Eish Das Ashar, V'Cherev Haitseisa Mita'ar. Shalachta negatzare. If we believe the Amunah Shleima, that through the tzaddik Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and through his teachings, which we'll talk about for a few minutes, that we should be zeichen to Hashem to see that milchemes eish das hashara, and that Hashem Yisbarach will take out the sword and shalachta negatzare, which will cut down and destroy the enemies of Klai Yisrael. That we should make Hashem be able to be Zaych of all the sea and arena, to be Zaych and Hashem for the Gula Hashlem. Every year, I begin also by giving thanks to our Yedidim and the Young Israel. We've had here the Gula of the Pizetzna and other simchas that we've shared with the Choshev Kehila and the Choshev Rav and the Yedidim, the friends that we have here who have aided so much of this Medrash. And for their stadlers, and the stadlers from our chevra, from Eish Kodesh, taking care of all the arrangements, schlepping. So even after we have the comfort of being in our beautiful Bes Medrash, and having all the pews and everything else that comes with it, that we still have the schus to schlep for good things, we should be zeichen to Hashem to be able to stand in the azar of the Beis Hamikdash Mehem Yamein. We need to understand, it's not to talk so much, it's better to sing. And I prefer to sing than to talk. Nevertheless, after the Hilula last year, two or three people asked me, and every year there are a few people that ask me, what is the simcha, what is the gewaldige simcha of the Hilula, of the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Especially we know from the Ari HaKadosh, what took place what took place and what takes place in Meron. I was a few hours ago to speak to my son-in-law, to Binyamin, and he called me to Meron. I was able to hear before, it was before Shkia, to hear a little bit of the Simcha, the Hilula. What is it about the Simcha of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of that day of his Yahrzeit, that causes there to be an outburst, bleak vul, without bounds? Among all the Chugim, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, and among the Ashkenazim, the Chassidim, and the Bnei Yeshiva, and among the Sfardim, all the different Kehilas HaKadosh. And even though we understand and we know that every time it's a Tzaddik's Yahrzeit, that the Neshama has an Aliyah, and when the Neshama goes Michael Echol, when the Neshama of the Tzaddik goes from one level to a higher level, that the Neshama of the Tzaddik is Ma'ira, Shefa, and Bracha, to draw down into the lives of Klal Yisrael. But what we have by the Simcha of the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is extraordinary. It's not even by the yard site, but any of the yard sites of the Hilshpizen. We never saw such a thing to have such a Simcha, such a Rikudim, that is by the Tzion of Rabbi Shimon, but everywhere in the world. That the Tzaddikim said is brought down in Beis Aron from the Stalina, that Matar Shabbos Lakol, Ach Rabbi Shimon Lakol, such a statement that Hashem is Baruch for every Jew, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Lakol is for every Jew, that we never heard such statements. So, let's spend five minutes learning a piece of the Zohar Kodesh. I think it's a good thing to learn, a little piece of Zohar. Of course, we're going to learn it in our Madraga, which is not too good. But to try to understand the shaitis that we have and the simcha that we have, ubefrat, our generation, which is the last generation before Mashiach Sekeinu comes, this time. In the Hashmotis at the end of the first chelik of the Zohar Kodesh, really goes in Vayera. There's a Mordika Maisa. The unbelievable Maisa brought down in Zohar Kodesh. Listen, we'll try to explain Lefin Yanein. Zimna Chod and Afrika Shimon, Vachama Alamed, the Choshech Yehofer. Rabbi Shimon once went out and he saw that the world was dark, and that all of the light of the world was shut, was closed. So you see, he saw what was going to be. So Rabbi Shimon said to his son Rabbi Elazar, let us go and see what is it that the Baruch Shalom is doing in the world? What's happening in the world? Where is this darkness from? What's going on? They went and they saw a malach, an angel, that resembled a huge mountain. The Domilatur of Avraham. If you could turn off the machines, if you don't mind. It resembled, this malach resembled a huge mountain. The apik tlosun shall huven the nerem epume. And there were 30 streams, currents of fire that were coming out of the mouth of this frightening malach that looked like a mountain. Omalirik should. So for people like that would be enough to go home. But Omli Reb Shimon, Ma'ad Boilem Abba, what do you think you're doing? Reb Shimon said to the Malach, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? Omli, Be'ina Lamechra Ve'la Alma. I'm here, the Malach said, I'm here to destroy the world. Why? Begin to lashchichet losen zakoyim bedara, because we don't have 30 tzaddikim in the generation, and that's where there are 30 currents, 30 flames that are coming out of the mouth of this malach. Lashchichet losen zakoyim bedara. Da'achi gozakutshabrichol Avram dechsiv hayu'iyah begematriyat losen. That why it goes on Parshas Vayera, that Hashem has brought made a gezeira, Hayoyiyah, the Gematria 30, that there have to be 30 tzaddikim in order for the world to be saved. Humbly Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon heard what the Malach said and that the world was about to be destroyed. So Humbly Reb Shimon, said, Gematiminach, excuse me. Zil kami kutribricha ve'emelei ba'yer chai shchiach ba'ar. He said to the Malach, go and tell the Rebbeinu Shleilom that Ba Yochai is on earth, that I live, that I'm here. Okay? Ozlahu Malocha Kameda B'Shabrichu. So the Malach went to Hashem. Ba'omalei Marida Alma Gali Kamach Mada Omalei Ba Yochai. So the Malach said, Hashem's Baruch is probably known to you. You know what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to me. Omlai Kutchabrihu, Hashem has said, Zil Achra Vela Alma. I know, but go and destroy the world as I told you. Like Tishka to Bar Yochai, and don't pay attention to Bar Yochai. Kadosa, Chazri, Rabbi Shimon Malach. So the Malach is getting ready to destroy the entire world. And he saw Rabbi Shimon was there. And Amalai, Rabbi Shimon says to the Malach, Eloi Tezel, if you don't get out of here, Gazirna Allah, Eloi Tezel Lishmaya, Rabbi Shimon said, I'm going to be geyser on you, that you will never ever return to Shemayim, to heaven, but to heaven, Ve'asa Ozav Azol, you're going to end up like those Malachim that fell down into this world. The Kantel Kami Kutchabrich, and go quickly. But Rabbi Shimon said, go quickly. To Hashem, and Emela, tell him, Eleis, Klosen, Zakoin Balma, go tell Hashem's book. If there aren't 30 tzaddikim in the world, Lahab an answer. That there are 20. The Avik Siv, Le'esa, Babur Hashem, Hashem told Avram Avinu, I won't do if there are 20, I won't destroy the city if there are 20, and I won't destroy the world. Rabbi Shimon says to the Malach, go tell Hashem that he promised he won't destroy the world if there are 20 tzaddikim. And Rabbi Shimon says, tell Hashem if there are not 20, then lahava asara, then there are 10. That Hashem's Baruch said to Avram, I won't destroy the world, I won't destroy the city if there are 10. The Elayt Asar Lahavit Shrek. And if you can't find 10 tzaddikim in the world, then there are 2. The Inun Ano Ubri. And the 2 of them are myself, Rabbi Shimon, and my son, Rabbi Lazar. The Achiksiv Apishnaim Eidim Yokum Dov. Even though it doesn't say that by Avram Avinu, it says there were 2 witnesses, Yokum Dover, the matter can be established. Vein Dover Ela Olam. And what is the greatest and most important matter? The world itself. Dechsiv B'Dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasir. So Bishimon said, Al Pishnaim Eidim Yokum Dover. There were 2 witnesses with 2 tzaddikim, Yokum Dover. The world that is the Dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Uberuach Pim's Kultivar, that the world can be sustained because of myself and my son Rabbi Lazar. The Eli's train, and if there aren't 2 Ischad, then there's only 1. The Anohu, and it's me. Dechsiv, as it says in Pasuk, Tzadik Yisoid Olam. The tzaddik is the foundation of the entire universe. But Shaitan, Katman Shemaya, Nafiv Oma, Zakal Chulka, Chulka to Rabbi Shimon, the Kutchabrihu, Gozila, Eila, Vatma, Vatma, Zato. At that moment, a voice came out from Shemayim that said, Ashrecha, Ashrecha, Rabbi Shimon. That Hashem is Baruch, makes gzeiros, makes decrees in the higher world, vat mevat l'sata, and the lower world, if you can close the door, sir. And in the lower world, Rabbi Shimon is mevat l'gzeiros, vade alach itmer, And regarding Rabbi Shimon, the Baskel said, regarding Rabbi Shimon, it says in Tehillim, Ritzoyin Yireya V'yasa, that Hashem is Baruch, that Hashem is Baruch, does the will of those who fear Him. Adkan. So we need to understand, again in our Madrega, what is this Malach? This Malach that looks like a mountain. Who is this Malach that looks like a mountain? What does this mean? And number two, how could it be that Hashem is Baruch was sending a Malach, an angel, to destroy the entire world? What happened to Avraham Avinu was that Shiloh was destroying a city, a place, but not the world. Because Hashem is Baruch already promised, after the marvel, after the flood, that He will never destroy the world again. So how could Kadosh Baruch Hu send such a Malach? And we're going to see that this Malach is still around. So let's understand, let's learn for a few minutes. There's a Torah in Degel Machne Ephraim from Alshantov's grandson in Parshas B'Shalach. But the Degel there says over there amazing things. Everybody knows that Kemetzes Chomei Eretz Yisrael Meren in the Flores, that if we want to have a little bit of a taste of what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes, we have to learn the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Hashem is Baruch promised that when He takes us out with Mashiach, it's going to be in some ways like, it's going to resemble, it's going to somehow be like the Gula from Mitzrayim. So by the Gula from Mitzrayim it says, finally when we left, and finally when things were finishing up, Ubnei Yisrael Yaitzim Yad Ramah. And by the way, don't forget that Lag B'Omer is also the Ramah's Yad Sefer. Ubnei Yisrael Yaitzim Yad Ramah. That the Jewish people left Mitzrayim with a hand lifted up high, the Yad Ramah. Targum translates Biyad Rama, Uvnei Yisrael Naku Bereish Gali. That means that the Jewish people left with that, Bereish Gali means with their heads up high and completely open and revealed. Gali's Lashon of Nigla is Galia. They went before Hesia, not with their head down, not ashamed, not embarrassed. But Bereish Gali, Uvnei Yisrael Nafkum Bereish Gali, with their heads up tall, Bifar Hesya, Goli, open and clear for the entire world to see. So Degel Machne Ephraim says that Bereish, the word Bereish Gali, that the word Bereish is the Rosh HaTevis, Bereish Beis Reish Yud Shin, is Rosh HaTevis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Like it says in the Zohar Kodesh Parshas Nosoi, that Hasidim Yisrael, that in the future, the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, every single Jew, not like now when some people think that Chas V'Shalom, the Zohar Kodesh is not for them, but La'osid in the future when Mashiach comes, Hasidim Yisrael, Litoim, Mi'et Achayim, that the Jewish people, every single Jew, is going to taste from the tree of life. We're not going to eat anymore from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We're not going to be left with a million kashes, because even the kashes in the terutzim that we have in Nigla, in the revealed Torah and Shas, in Bavli Yerushalmi, kashes terutzim, we're all going to eat from the tree of life. And the tree of life, it says in the Zohar Kodesh, is the Sefer HaZohar, it's the Zohar Kodesh, is the tree of life. And with this taste of the Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life, the Jewish people are going to go out from Golas. And Bereish Gali therefore means, with the Giluyim, Bereish Gali means Bereish, through what? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Oisi is Bereish Gali, which means when the secrets of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will be Niglim, will be Giluyim in this world, will be revealed. So then we will go back to Yerushalayim, as it says in the Zohar Kodesh, that with the Zohar Kodesh Yafku Min Galusa, the Rabbi Shimon says, with these teachings of this day for HaZohar, the Jewish people Yafku Min Galusa were going to go out in Golas. And then Rabbi Shimon adds, that Bereish is the Oisius, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is Bereish, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. As the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, everybody knows that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, when he had an Elias Neshama Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh went to the highest world, he went to the place of Mashiach Tekenu. And he asked Mashiach, Amos Aikasi Mar. He said, sir, he says, Mashiach Tekenu, when are you coming to the world? And the answer of Mashiach was to the Baal Shem HaKadosh, L'sheya Futsu Maina Secha Chutsa. When the wellsprings of Yatara will go forth into the world and everybody will drink from the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. L'sheya Futsu Maina Secha Chutsa. Uvnei Yisrael Yoytzim B'yad Ramah means, the Bagel says, that Uvnei Yisrael Yoytzim B'yad Ramah means that when will the Jewish people leave Golas? How will we leave this Golas, this bitter Golas? B'yad Ramah B'reish Goli. B'reish Goli means B'reish. B'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. B'Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. Because the whole name of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is to take the Zohar HaKadosh and to explain the Zohar HaKadosh, that even simple, simple people at the end of time will be able to live and to serve Hashem Yisbarach up in the Zohar HaKadosh in the Darche HaVoida with the Eitz HaChaim, with the Emuna Pshuta, with the Simcha Nechiyas of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And therefore, just like Chazal said, that Moshe Rabbeinu, even after he left this world, when it says at the end, when he died, like Ka saying, that his eyes haven't weakened. Really, not slave, and his vigor hasn't weakened, hasn't dried up. And Chazal say that even after all of these years, even till the end of time, Moshe Rabbeinu is Odenu Oyved Mashpia Teresenu Akadosha. The Moshe Rabbeinu is still teaching Torah. The Nafshik Shur, the Nefesh Kol Yehudi Shaloi Meter Seinu Akedosha, and the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu is tied together with the soul of each and every Jew that learns Torah. With every little Jewish kid, with every boy and girl that sits and says Aleph Beis. With every child that's saying Chumash, that's learning a piece of Gemara, with every single Jew that's trying to be Ma'aviv Sefer, trying to pull out a little bit of Torah each and every day of his or her life. The Moshe Rabbeinu is Oideinu Ha'imeimai, Menafshik Shur Menefesh Kol Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu learns with us, with each and every one of us, when we're learning Nigla, when we're learning the revealed Torah. And so to the Tzaddikim say, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who's the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even after all of these years, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai sits and learns with each and every one of us, and we're trying to understand Pnimiyus HaTorah, we're trying to understand the inner teachings of the Torah, and that Rabbi Shimon's light is still with us. The Or Mufla of Rabbi Shimon hasn't left us. So now we can understand, who is this Malach that looks like a horrible mountain, like an awesome mountain? Who is this Malach with fire shooting out of its mouth? So everybody knows what the Gemara says in Sukkah. The Gemara says that the Eitz Hara, that to the Tzaddikim the Eitz Hara appears like what? A mountain. To the Tzaddikim the Eitz Hara is like a great and awesome mountain. And every single Jew is a tzaddik, amech kulam tzaddikim. That means that the Jewish people, really, really, every single one of us wants to be good. Every single one of us does not want to do avers. Every single one wants to serve Hashem, Zbaruch. But we're sitting in a world where the Eitz Hara is mamish, an unbelievable mountain. An unbelievable mountain. That's where Rabbi Shimon went out into the world. He went out into that world and he saw what was going to be at the end of time. And Rabbi Shimon saw a darkness. He saw that there was no light. It was mamish, mamish. It stopped in the high rate. All the light of the world was closed. And then he saw this horrible mountain. And we understand that the Eitz Hara, Chazal say, is compared to a mountain. And everything was closed and everything was shut. And that's the meaning of the Eitzah of what, of this Malach, of this mountain that wanted to destroy the world. Hashem has promised that He will never bring a flood to destroy the world. But we know that in the life of each and every one of us, every single one in this room, every single person in this room has cried over the years because of that mountain that is seeking to destroy each and every one of our worlds. That when we're trying to learn, we're trying to daven, we're trying to finally put our lives together. And we want to be good parents, we want to be good children, we want to be good Jews, we want to daven properly, keep mitzvahs properly, and serve Hashem as Baruch honestly, and to stop doing the things that we did all the years growing up. That every single time we're trying, and we feel that we're getting to that place, even though the world is dark, all of a sudden, just when we think it's going to work out, then all of a sudden there's that mountain, that Malach, the Yetzer Hara, that Malach, that resembles a mountain that reaches to the highest heavens. And that mountain is seeking to destroy each and every one of us, to take away our Simchas Achai. Because the reason that we don't have joy in this world, the reason that we don't have Simchas Achai, the reason that no joy is complete is because of that Yetzer Hara that takes away from us our Simcha. The Yetzer Hara that is machmir of the world of each and every one of us. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saw this mountain that's going to be, especially at the end of time, such an unbelievable mountain. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said to the Yetzer Hara, to the mountain, Zil kami kutcher brichu. Ve'emelei bar Yochai shchiyach ba'ara. So Rabbi Shimon said to the Yetzer Hara, to that mountain, to that Malach, go and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Rabbi Shimon is still in the world. The Rabbi Shimon is in the world. So what does that mean that Rabbi Shimon is in the world? Rabbi, I say, what does it mean that Rabbi Shimon is in the world? You all know we speak about this every year, Lag BaOmer, but it says in the Gemara that when the Chachamim gathered after the time of the Churban, at the time of unbelievable devastation and desolation, that the Chachamim gathered in Kerem B'Yavne, and the Chachamim gave up hope. It's hard for us to believe. The Chachamim saw Asida Shetishtakach Terem Yisrael. The Chachamim, the Gedolei Hador, the leaders of the generation, said that they saw that there's no hope. There's no hope for the generation. Torah is going to be forgotten. We cannot contend with the power of the internet. We can't contend with the power of pornography. We can't contend with the power of the tumor that's coming out from places that are called places of education, and from what, and from the television, and from the newspapers. We can't contend with the memories that all of us have growing up in a world where there's no light. And the Chacham saw Shasidu Shetistakach Terem Yisrael, and in that place, Eitzar Abu Seinu Shevekerem B'Yavne, together with the Tzaddikim, by that second floor, by the Aliyah, by that place in Kerem B'Yavne, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai screamed out, Chas v'sholom Shetistakach Terem Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon said the Torah will never be forgotten. Because Hashem has broken your promise in the pasuk. Ki lois ishakach mipi zara. And we learn every year, ki lois ishakach mipi zara, the final letters, yud aleph ches, yud vav spell yoichai. That at the end of time, that's why it's the final letters, when there's no hope. Rabbi Shimon said, ki lois ishakach mipi zara. That in my koyach, that's Rabbi Shimon said, that even if there are no tzaddikim left in the world, I'm still with the Jewish people. And Yochai is the Oisiyas Kilois is Shakach Mipi Zara. Therefore, even if the world is mamish going to be in that place of absolute darkness, and the mountain is a mountain that it seems that we can't possibly climb, Rabbi Shimon, the tzchus of Rabbi Shimon's Torah, which is all, of course, the Bein Torahs Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Shimon by Yochai was Megala, the fire in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Baal Shem HaKadosh came and brought Rabbi Shimon by Yochai's Torah down to us, that simple people like us should be able to understand. So Rabbi Shimon told the Malach, told the mountain, go and tell Hashem is brought, that Shimon by Yochai is in the world. And the Baal Shem said, don't pay attention, destroy the world. Meaning? Listen, you have your job to do, Hashem says to the Yetzer Hara. You were created for the purpose of doing what you have to do with all of your strength. And the time hasn't come yet for redemption. And the time hasn't come for all evil to be destroyed, the Yetzer Hara to be uprooted. So the Shimon bar Yochai doesn't give up. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon says, Sof kol sof, even if it's only me, with the koyach of my Torah, at the end of days, you promise ki lo yisheshakach and chas v'sholom shol tishtakach karim Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, ultimately in this unbelievable wrestling match with the Malach, with the mountain, with the Eitz Hara, Rabbi Shimon was victorious. And the victory of Rabbi Shimon is the source of the simcha that we have in Lag BaOmer. And especially if it's seen of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar, that over there even Jews that are so far from holiness, that don't keep mitzvahs, that are Mechal Shabbos Hashem Yerachem, that even Jews who have no shaitis to the Torah of Rabbi Shimon, who don't think they have a shaitis, when they come to the place of Meron, and even here, so far away from Tzfas, there's a simcha bli gvul, without gvul, without any bounds. And the reason for that is because there's no end to the longing that you and I have to be good Jews. There's no end to the longing that we have to get rid of that mountain from our lives that's stopping us from being the way we could be. There's no end, there's no gevul to our longing to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalei Tishtakach Karim Yisrael. There's no end to our longing to leave Golus, to leave this Golus, that we shouldn't hear Chas V'Shalom any more news like we heard this morning and yesterday morning, that we should only hear about Simchas and hear about good things for every Jew. And therefore, Bereish Goli means Bereish Geliz Voices, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Yisrael Bal Shem, and it means Biyad Ramah, with an uplifted hand, and with her hesed in the open, and to have to get thing. And if it didn't say in the Svarim HaKadosh, I would be afraid to say this. And even though it says in the Svarim, there are going to be people who are going to say it's an exaggeration, Chalila, but it's not. The tzaddikim amitim have said that any place in the world where Jews have lived who did not believe in the kedusha of the teachings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in those places even Shas has been forgotten. Teres Hanigla is not strong either. In those places where there was kfir chas v'sholom in the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And those who understand the oimik of who the Vilna Gaon was, to even have the schus to mention the name of the Gaon, was the Gaon was Roz, they Roz in the secret of all secrets, Soid HaSoid is the Vilna Gaon. And the Ramah, who's your site, is Flag Ba'omer. The Ramah Makubal Noir Ba'oim. It's only in our generation, in certain places that were in Europe also, not by the Svardim. And therefore you see the Amun of the Svardim is Chai the Kaya. And the moon of all Jews who lived where the Torah of Rabbi Shimon was believed, even though it wasn't understood, but it was accepted as true and it was believed, the moon of Pshuta. There, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu was also true. And the Torah of Hanigla is also true. But in those places where there was a kfir in Rabbi Shimon, the Nebuch, in those places, the light of Geula, the light of redemption, is the light of redemption shining in Germany. How many Jews are there in Germany now? What's left of the Kehillahs of Germany, Hashem Yerachem? They were the most splendorous Kehillahs in the world. Therefore we have a tefillah. The tefillah is the tefillah of David Malki Mashiach. Torah said, "Lahatzil mimoves nafsho mul chayosim barov." We say Shabbos every Shabbos davening. Hashem is Baruch. We ask you, "Lahatzil mimoves nafsho," to save our souls from death. What does that mean? It means not just, of course, not to die. That no Jew should die or suffer chas v'sholom to die. But lahatzil mimoves nafsho means that we shouldn't die chalila spiritually. That we shouldn't die these last few minutes of Golus. Our Amunah shouldn't die. You can go to shuls where there are Jews that believe in Hashem and believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, and they don't believe in the Pnimi Satara, have a Shaykhis to Pnimi Satara, and you see that they can't daven. There's no fire, there's no warmth, there's no simcha in their tefillah, in their avodas Hashem. Everything is lifeless. Everything is what is not void. It's being blocked by that mountain, by that horrible mountain, by the Yetzer Hara of this world.
So we daven lahatzil mimovis nafsham ulachayoyisam v'rod, and to give us life in our hunger. The Bava Rebbe Schusia Gainlein of Alto Yisrael said that the deeper meaning of this pasuk is lahatzil mimovis nafsham. Rebbein Shalom, save our souls from dying, that we should be alive, that we should walk, we should have simchas achayim, and that we should be on fire with the avodas Hashem. Ulachayoyisam v'rod means, and give us life. And how do you give a Jew life? Help us again to be hungry for you. L'chayoysam v'rav. Hashem, make us hungry for you. Make us hungry for Yiddishkeit. Ki lo'y rav l'alechem. V'lo'y tzom l'amayim ki im l'shmoyez divrei Hashem. Not the post, it's not talking about a hunger for bread. And it's not talking about a thirst for water. L'chayoysam v'rav. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We're here thousands of years later. In a place in Golis, on a street, in a place you never heard of in your life, and we're in this place, and your promise, and the promise that you held Hashem is Baruch to is true. Ki lo tishkach mipi zara, and the Torah and your Torah is not forgotten, and because of you, Rabbi Shimon, the Jewish people are still hungry for Hashem. And we're still thirsty for Hashem. And even though the mountain is frightening, and there are more than 30 flames that are shooting out of the Eitz HaRa in our days, because certainly there are more than 30 cable stations, and many, many more other sources of Tumah, that are shooting out from that place of Tumah. That Hashem is Baruch Hu, Rabbi Shimon, L'chayaseinu Barav, that you give us life with your Torah, to be hungry to be Jews, to be hungry and to want to be Yidden. Well, at the end, I want to tell you a story. I had the schus to spend Shabbos with some wonderful old friends of mine. They're not old, they're old friends. Wonderful, wonderful friends. And my friend is Rabaruch here. You see a little Rabaruch Klein is here? Ah. So Rabaruch's a good friend of mine. And we were talking on Shabbos. And he reminded me about a ma'aseh that I'm sure almost everybody here knows by now. It's a famous ma'aseh. I once mentioned it in shul years ago, and I forgot about it. And even though, as I'm getting older, I find that I'm forgetting all the Torah that I ever learned, which wasn't so much to begin with, but wherever it was, is getting lost. But the ma'aseh I remember. And Rebaruch reminded me of this ma'aseh. So I went to look up the ma'aseh. Recently, it was translated into English. Everybody should try to get the book. They translated it. There was a big sefer that came out in the life of the Klausenberger Rebbe, Schusia Genelenger. Came out in Hebrew some years ago. It's one volume. There's enough to write 100 volumes of the Klausenberger. Well, I was there to see a few times. Rabbi Gesuel Yehuda. Aben Achaben from Divrei Chaim from San Zura. The Klausenbergers, you know, lost his entire family in the Melchama. We've spoken many, many times over the years about that tzaddik. There was a dinner the other night for Laniado Hospital that he built. And when he made the decision during the Melchama, at a certain time in the war, to build, that if he gets out alive, he's going to build a hospital for Jews, by Jews, that's going to be run compassionately according to halacha. Can you please close the door for a moment? So they translated recently, part of that Hebrew book was translated into an English book called The Klausenberger Rebbe, The War Years. Just on things that happened during the war. And my son, Lo Binyamin, showed this to me. So in this book, there's this story that I'm sure most of you have heard. I just want to review it with you. The cover, the Hilul of Rebbe Shimon. There was a death march. There were many such marches. My father was on one of them. There was a death march from Warsaw to Dachau. Miraculously, the Klausenberger Rebbe survived that. The book goes into details of what happened during that horrible, horrible march. One of the days of the march was Tisha B'Av. Bichlal was an unbelievable heat. The Jews weren't allowed to eat or drink, and what was going on, and how many were dying. And most of the way, Most of the way, the Germans were forcing them to run. They weren't even able to walk. And thousands died along the way. And there were nisim and neflos along the way also. So one day the Germans brought the Jews to a beautiful, beautiful river. And the Jews went crazy. They came to a river. They hadn't had anything. They were dying. And Jews started to run to the water. They wanted to just have something to drink, to throw themselves into the water. And the Germans brought them there, of course, just to torture them more. And they shot anybody who ran toward the water. And they took away all of the Jews from there. The Jews had to move away from the water, where they were able to see the water. But it was quite a distance. But they weren't able to go drink. And the Germans all went to drink. And at that point, they felt that the Poshet wanted to die. They wanted to die. So listen carefully. After quenching, it's talking about the Germans, Yimach Shema. After quenching their thirst at the river, the cruel guards led the marchers back onto the road. Several prisoners fell to the ground to lick the wet mud, because it was close enough to the river where there was some mud, filling their mouths with dirty water in which frogs and worms had crawled. They paid dearly for this moment of pleasure. The guards pounded their heads with the butts of their rifles and forced them back into the rows of marchers. As a result of the river incident, the guards attacked the prisoners with renewed anger and fury. Meting out beatings to the right and left indiscriminately, they screamed, "Run, run!" The terrified prisoners did as they were told, even without a moment to breathe. That was Tisha B'Av. You know that the Germans always made it worse whenever it was a Yom Tov. That was Tisha B'Av. Night came. It's ready after Tisha B'Av. An open field, and now they're far away from that horrible river that they couldn't drink from. Night came, an open field was selected as a campsite. When the signal was given, the prisoners fell to the wet ground like broken tree limbs. Exhausted and dehydrated, they could not fall asleep. Those who still had a grain of desire to live dipped the edges of their shirts into the saturated ground on which they sat and sucked the moisture out over and over again from their shirts. The night was dark, the moon's silver light was obscured by clouds. The beaten marchers were surrounded by armed SS guards who had fallen asleep at their posts. A whisper quickly rustled through the prisoners surrounding the Rebbe, the Klausenberger Rebbe. They began to say, "The Rebbe says to try, the Rebbe told someone to try. Everyone should dig beneath himself. Where you are," there were thousands of Jews there, "where you are," the Rebbe said, "to dig." God's salvation comes in the blink of an eye. A glimmer of hope was kindled among the downtrodden Jews. During the 3 days of the march, the Rebbe had pleaded with the prisoners not to drink from the dirty puddles on the roadside. "Do not drink the dirty water. You are poisoning yourself with your own hands," the Rebbe constantly cautioned, begging for restraint. But now that the Rebbe had given a positive command about the water, the prisoners had faith in the Tzaddik. Everyone began to dig, some with spoons, some with pieces of wood, mostly with their fingers and fingernails. At first there were only a few holes, then the holes became larger, 3 inches, 6, 10, and then the water began to flow in small spurts. As the water appeared, joy engulfed the camp. The following is a description of the event in a book that's called Kashmar, and he wrote the following: "We were afraid to speak loudly lest the Nazis hear us, but in everyone's eyes a flame had been lit. Water, fresh water. Prisoners hugged and kissed each other out of joy and happiness. Half-dead Jews were returned to life in a moment. Feverishly, they dug more and more, deeper and deeper. The spurts of water grew stronger and stronger. Devout Jews, their lips as black as coal, gave thanks to Hashem, blessing and praising Him. But while their lips moved, their voices could not be heard. Silently, they recited Shahakal near the Dvara. Springs of water shot up everywhere. The thousands of prisoners gulped down the water until their thirst was quenched and their exhausted limbs were refreshed." And it says that the Nazis woke up and they looked with astonishment and they were very frightened by what was going on, but it was too late to do anything. It seemed that they were afraid of starting a commotion in the middle of the night in unknown territory, out of concern that we would attack them. In the morning, when the march commander and the other officers were brought to the camp and saw the miracle of the water, they were far from pleased. The night guards shrugged their shoulders and quickly left the area in shame. After the war, when one of the Rebbe's followers, Avram Elyakim Getzel Schiff, heard of this amazing story, he asked the Rebbe, "Is it true?" The Rebbe answered, "If anyone doubted Chas V'Shalom, the Torah stories about Avram Avinu's ram or Miriam's well, he saw clearly on that day the Master of the Universe truly provides for his creations precisely what they need, exactly when they need it." From the moment of the miracle of the water, the Rebbe renewed his efforts to encourage those close to him. Despite all our suffering and the hesed upon him, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves us, he would constantly say. But the Moritik of Maisa, it's not from 1,000 years ago, it's from a few years ago. That's the simcha that we have in Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Yisai. I'm sorry for being so marich. The simcha of Lag BaOmer is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai whispers into the ear of each and every one of us when we feel like we have nothing left in us and we can't fight against the mountain, the Yetzer Hara, when we feel totally overwhelmed and we don't know what to do. And it's a time of unbelievable darkness and has to fall. Rabbi Shimon says to each and every Jew, dig. Whatever it is, with your fingernails, with a spoon, you have a good head, not such a good head, whatever you have, you dig. And if you dig into my Torah, as you go into the Torah, you'll see that there's going to be l'chayoysim b'rav, that Hashem Baruch is going to restore our lives at this time of Hestapan, with the life-giving waters of His Torah, with the pnimiyas Torah, the waters of Bereish Goli, of Bnei Yisrael Yoytzim B'Yad Ramah, the Torah Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, the Torah Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and we be zeichem as Hashem to drink deeply from those waters, and to be zeichem for that day that Rabbi Shimon promised, that B'Sifra Da, that with this Sefer, the Zohar HaKadosh, the Jewish people, Yafkin and Galusa, that we're going to leave Golus, that we're going to be Zoichim and Hashem, to see with our eyes, the Gula Hashem V'Amitis, U'mola Haris Deyas Hashem, Kemayim L'Yam L'Chasim, the Gula Hashem V'Amitis, M'Hem Yemenu, Amen V'Amen.